Well, thank you for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today. Our passage is Leviticus 17, verse 11. Here's what it says. For the life of a creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourselves on the altar. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's life. In the Old Testament, God gave his people a civil, ceremonial, and moral law. Within the ceremonial law was a way for sins to be forgiven. God's justice demanded death to pay for sin. God's love provided a substitute to die instead of the sinner. The substitute was to be a male animal without defect. Identifying himself with the sacrifice, the worshiper would lay his hands on the animal's head, and then he, along with the priest, would kill the animal. The life of the animal was in the blood. And as the blood left the body and death came, the worshiper identified with the death of the substitute that provided atonement, that provided forgiveness and reconciliation with God. While the system of sacrifice was needed for the Old Testament believer, it was only a shadow of good things to come, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1 tells us. God was preparing his people for the perfect, one-time-for-all-time sacrifice of Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus is the only one who can make atonement for our sins. Father, just as the Old Testament believer identified himself with the sacrifice, I pray that you will lead a person hearing this today to identify themselves with Jesus by trusting in the work of Jesus on the cross. Thank you for the atonement that comes only through Jesus. I pray this in his name. Amen.